Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
It's a big night. I mean, really the whole of Australia has spoken about this today because if you watch it, if you haven't watched it, it's coming to an end after 37 years.
Maybe some would say that's a good thing.
Some would.
Yeah.
But
I think if you've run 30 years, it's a good race.
It isn't. I'm on the fence here. I don't watch it now. I did when I was growing up.
Well, there's
the
reason.
But I know many people who do. My auntie, every night.
Really? Still watches it?
Every night watches it.
Really?
And when I stayed with her for a bit during COVID, it was nuts. She had to watch it. I couldn't believe it.
It's iconic. There's no doubt about it. It's a big part of our history.
It is.
Television history, for sure.
A lot of greats have come from Neighbours. I mean, you've got, obviously, Kylie, Scott,
biggest,
Charlene.
Yeah, they're Margot
huge.
Robbie.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned her earlier in the show, Delta. She was on it.
There's a few big names. Holly Valance,
of course.
The list goes on. I think we're running out of names.
But tonight it does come to an end. 90-minute special starting at 7:30. Mm-hmm. And there is some stuff that we know is happening. A lot of past members are coming back, including some that we just listed, which is going to be exciting. But also, I can let you know, this is a bit of a spoiler, there is going to be a major confrontation.
Right, eh?
This is juicy, my friend. Because I don't know if you recall...
So this is an actual spoiler?
I don't know. They're not going to tell you everything.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah,
been very guarded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Nat Bass, she was on the show back when she had an affair with Carl Kennedy.
That's right.
Susan and Carl broke him up.
Yeah.
Anywho, supposedly, I haven't watched the show of late, but Izzy's back and is now married their kid.
Oh, really?
Izzy's now dating their son, but things take a turn for the worse after Susan learns Izzy wants to buy Chloe's house on Ramsey Street. So Susan tonight confronts her.
Oh, wow.
About time, Susan. Only taken you 37 years.
So how do they wrap it all up?
This is a thing.
Yeah, this is what I think, because it's like it's 30 years, as you said. Not everyone's going to be happy with the ending.
No, there is going to be a wedding in there at some stage. We'll be their 39th wedding. There's also going to be a dilemma. But how does it actually end? How does the curtain close?
Obviously there won't be a death, you don't reckon?
I don't think there'll be a grim death.
So if she's trying to buy the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's going to happen.
All right.
They go, you buy that house, we're all moving.
A boycott.
With Susan. Everyone leaves Ramsey Street.
A Ramsey Street boycott.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
That or a housing development?
Well, I was thinking, you know, what's more iconic than Neighbours in Australia in the movie The Castle?
Yeah.
And it makes me think, well, why don't they just knock down Ramsey Street and then airports getting built?
Yeah.
Same dilemma. Now they do a movie, done.
They can splice in old footage from The Castle.
Get the ratings up.
I don't know.
Or what if the street has never actually been Ramsey Street? It was a confusion all along, and just a developer rocks up at the end and says, we made a mistake 37 years ago. This is actually just...
In fact, none of you've been paying rent for the last 30 years. You're all going to go. Maybe they've had so many complaints from other courts. Like
the
amount of drama that comes out of this court.
We should write the show.
We'd last longer than 30 years. Good to have you, Josh Cameron, down 5-5.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
21 Pilots, there it is. Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. Mimosa Homes Living the Dream promotion ends this Sunday, July 31st. Hurry.
We are here for the people, Josh. Mm. We're here to help, which is why we have to do some PSAs, because product recalls, jeepers, they come in hot these days.
Yeah, I was amazed at how many recalls there are all the time.
Yeah. You can check them out for yourself, productsafety.gov.au. And I can let you know, my friends, if you were trying to bring some youth into your face and maybe you've been having some Swiss collagen glow gummies.
Yep.
Oh, there's been a bad batch.
That's there.
Oh, yeah. So the glow in this one's giving you a different kind of glow.
Bit
as
more of a dim, yeah.
From... You can see it from the container. Mold visible to the naked eye, my friends.
No, thank you at all.
Yep, textures change. So this glow, definitely not one you want. Collagen glow gummies from Swiss Recall.
No good at all. This one is for a very popular... I didn't realise how popular this was, but obviously a few have been sold. for local IGAs, hot smoked barramundi.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
150 gram.
I wouldn't think that I'd go
used
the
by
hot
today,
smoked.
Through until the 4th of the 8th. So there'll be the fresh batch.
Because I'm a big fan of barramundi. I love it. But that is dangerous.
What, buying it in the pack?
Or just in general. If
I love Barra. Yeah, it's good.
Barra. Of course you do. You nickname it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean Barra. Having Barra for dinner.
This one's just come in. It's because of the
Neighbours.
Cancellation of Neighbours. So,
well, this is a bit of a breaking news with Neighbours. T-minus 7:30. The final's going to air.
We'll work out what this one is.
The Australian Consumer Regulator has issued an urgent recall on the following product. Channel 10. This product, known to make suspicious programming decisions since 2005, when Good Morning Australia with the King Bert Newton ended. In recent years, trying to resurrect the station with not-so-greats like Kerri-Ann Kennelly, Julia Morris, and a half-baked Lindsay Lohan on the show, where fringe celebrities try to relaunch their careers by singing under masks. Thank God. The product really became faulty after an attempt to broadcast sport, with the only highlight being Meatloaf butchering the AFL halftime performance in 2011, coinciding with the end of their television rights. The irony. The constantly changing logo not only causes confusion, but has little to no effect on the comatose viewers. If you've purchased Channel 10, you're being urged to remove it immediately from your set-top box, which they still think you have. And guys, do us a favour. Get rid of MasterChef.
K-Rock. Driving you home from 3pm. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
It is Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock at 955. 9 degrees outside still tomorrow. We're hoping for that 13, mostly sunny around on the surf coast.
What I'm about to tell you, Josh, is a little bit nasty.
Oh, okay.
It's grim. So, a young couple over in the UK, not grim in a deathly kind of way, just in a little not for me kind of way.
Gross.
Young couple over in the UK, they purchased their first house.
Yep,
they
exciting.
Thought, brilliant, you know. House market's tough. We're in it now.
Mm.
Let's start renovating. Because they got a bit of a bargain. They had to do some stuff, which is,
of
you know,
course.
You can relate. You bought your mansion and now have to do up at least one of those bedrooms.
Oh, please. There's a lot of work that needs to be done to that house.
But they started renovating and now because of what they've found, they've documented their journey.
Mm.
Because they couldn't believe it when they started to go through the rooms and lift up a few things. They thought, geez, there's a smell throughout this house.
Yeah.
At first they thought maybe that the previous tenants had pets in there, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what we have with ours. It's a very distinct sort of smell.
Because it took over your carpet.
Yeah, so we had to rip out all the carpet.
Which is, they were thinking the exact same thing, you know. It must be the carpet. There must be stains, something, you know, happened in the house before.
Yeah.
Which is why there's a smell, but we will get rid of it.
Mm.
But ever so slowly when they were going through the rooms, they were, you know, lifting up carpet. They were removing vents to give it a full clean.
Yeah.
And that's when they started to notice things. Items started to appear.
Yeah.
Cutlery with food scraps on it. Old bowls with meals left in it. Cups with residue at the bottom. There was literally kitchenware throughout the whole house that had been used by previous tenants. They'd gone to so much effort to not put away this previous utensils when they were living there that they would actually open a vent, so say they had ducted heating from the bottom, remove that and put bowls of food in there.
That's rancid.
Isn't it gross?
That is horrid.
How lazy, though.
Why? Yeah, but you can't. If I can't see it, it's doing. But how many utensils do you have?
That's they're probably run out.
Yeah, you'd think
so.
In
the end, and just go onto the old paper plate system.
Yeah.
Let's get out. But it does. It reminds me of some memories of growing up. I've got four brothers. I mean, especially when they hit that puberty stage, I'd go into their bedrooms and it was dark in there. The curtain, I don't think, ever opened. The window was probably glued shut. There was a smell that only a teenage boy could produce. And then next to the bed, there was plates and bowls.
Oh, it's gross, isn't it?
And it took the footsteps of mum and dad coming up the stairs to the boys finally collect them and bring them down. But never would they hide them.
No way. Where
you couldn't see it, because that is disgusting.
You know what it is for me, the lazy one, is I remember me and my brother were definitely guilty of this, was the toilet roll.
Oh, of course, such a boy thing.
Now I'm better. Now I get, like, you know, now it makes sense.
You finish the toilet roll.
I would just flick it on the floor and wait for someone else to pick it up.
But that's the thing. How does that work? Because that is exactly what my brothers did. Exactly. We had the upstairs toilet and I put it to a test for a month because I was sick of putting them away.
Yeah.
I reckon it got to in the 20s of the toilet rolls on the ground. Instead of them putting them away, they just added to the collection.
No, I just put it on top of the toilet roll that I put on.
Oh,
you know, I was just leave it here.
And
one of my sisters will get rid of it.
Of laziness. And some people just like to be lazy. And I guess it's not a bad thing. If you can do something by doing less effort, then maybe you're winning in life.
I reckon I was.
I reckon we have a bit of fun now. How lazy are you? Give us a call, 52232955. Is there something you're doing? Like you willingly know it's lazy, but maybe it's benefiting your life.
That's it. Or even dob someone in. How lazy are they? You know, is it your partner? Fancy Routley's Pie, new store open in Little Melp Street. We've got a $50 voucher up for grabs. 52232955. How lazy are you? It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955, asking the question, how lazy are you, or is it someone you know? How lazy are they, Herbs?
There is a house over in the UK a couple just bought, and they've started to go through, renovate it, and they noticed there was a smell, and it wasn't until they opened up vents and lifted up the carpet that they realised the previous owners had stuffed the vents full of dirty dishes.
Blech.
It's gross, and it is stanky. I mean, we did just have Peter before who said it's not, you know, lazy that they didn't put it away, but maybe they were sabotaging. But they still have food in there.
Mm.
So it's half eaten. I really think it reminds me of my brothers. It really does, you know. We can't be bothered taking it downstairs. Someone will come and collect it for me.
Yeah, I like that attitude. Kenesha, it's not you, but it's your partner.
Yes, my partner. So we have bins in the toilet because I feel that's proper toilet etiquette.
Yeah.
Have a bin in there.
Smart.
Anyway, it's a bin with a lid on it, so you have to lift the lid off. And what he does with the empty toilet rolls, he just sits it on top of the bin. Like, he couldn't go the extra mile, just lift the lid and put it in the bin. He sits it on top.
Oh, I've seen it before too, Kenesha. That is a common one and it hurts.
Do you have the chat? Do you have the chat and say, why don't you do it?
I have said to him, I have said to him, why don't you put it in the bin? And I get, I don't know.
And just to back him up, it's because we don't think girls are just, they understand more things. Okay, women are just better. It's so true. Blokes, we've got things on our mind, like the James Webb Telescope, for instance. How far does the universe go? Your partner's questioning the deep things in life.
But they're already on the loo for that long.
He hasn't got time to put his clothes away.
He doesn't have time to put the toilet roll in the toilet. In the toilet bin. He just sits it on top.
I get it. What a guy. Keep him around.
I just don't know how some people get through life, including you, Josh.
I have no idea. Herbie and Josh, K-Rock 955.
Herbie and Josh's
hot feet.
Hot.
All right, Herbie Deb, this is where we put you into the hot seat, my friend.
Yep, win some cash money.
We've been talking about it a lot today, of course. How can you not?
Neighbours.
It's the end of Neighbours.
So close, 7:30. The finale kicks off an hour and a half.
Cool. Yeah, it's going to be a big show. We'll see how well you know your Neighbours.
Okay. I watched it for probably 2 years.
2 years?
And then in and out. You know, you dabble here. If it's on in the background, you might glance.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's kick it off with this question then. Neighbours has been filmed outside of Melbourne on 5 occasions. Which of these is not one of them?
Okay.
Sydney. London. Port Douglas. Gold Coast.
London, it would have had to have, because that's where all their fans are. Did it go to Sydney? So Port Douglas and Gold Coast, they're quite close, aren't they?
Well, they're in Queensland, but they wouldn't say they're close.
Okay. They're both in Queensland, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
I'm going to go Sydney. They probably had to, and it's easy to go there because that's
Sydney
their home
Harbour
base.
Bridge.
Their home base is there. Like, in terms of network, you know? Port Douglas. Gold Coast.
They didn't film it in the Gold Coast?
GC, baby.
Well done.
Oh, Herbs! Woo!
Good job. We need that one.
That felt real good.
I reckon you could go 3 from 3 here.
Okay. Thank you. A bit of support for once.
Which of these famous faces did not appear on the show?
Yep.
Dave Bautista.
Who's that?
Lily Allen. Michael Parkinson. Or Mel C. Bautista is the like WWE. He was a wrestler. He's in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I'm just going to say he was on it because I don't know him. Michael, Mel, or Lily Allen? See, Lily Allen. Mel was here for ages, so she had time to duck over there. You know, she's basically Australian. She's back here for the Mask Singer, which we've spoken our thoughts on that. Michael or Lily? B or C? B or C? I think B, Lily Allen.
It was D, Mel C. It was actually Emma Brunton.
Oh.
Was the one. Where to look for.
And who was... I was thinking of Mel B.
Yeah.
Oh, what a ding dong.
That's why I stopped looking at you.
Oh, what a fool.
In 2014, how many people in the UK and Australia watched Neighbours?
Wow, this is big. This is great. This is big.
Was it A, 15 million? B, 21 million? C, 23 million? Or D, 27 million people. Don't want to push you for time, but we are running out.
Okay. I'm going, can I have a 50-50?
No.
A or D is what I'm going.
A or D.
And I think...
Seeing as the others have all been D.
I'm going to go A.
It was B, 21 million.
Oh, I thought if it was going to be... D, I would have erupted. That would have been me done.
7:30, the last episode ever. Some people were rejoicing, some people were very sad.
I'm just keen to see how they end it. We spoke some theories earlier, but all the big shows are back. Big stars.
Indeed. Herbie and Josh, K-Rock 955.
Showing you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, sometimes in life there's just dumb things that shouldn't be done.
Yep.
This is one of them, I reckon.
Okay.
So there's still talks to create a real-life Jurassic Park. So they're not going to be bringing back dinosaurs as such at this stage, but basically the park will feature woolly mammoths, which were extinct 4,000 years ago, but they can create them back and bring them back.
Well, they can't. They can bring fake ones back. It's not the real thing. I mean, we've got movies. We've got docos, and they are great. And I understand at a museum, it's exciting to see, you know, a bit of a format. But to spend all that money on a world, just chuck on Ice Age.
That's realistic enough.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a great film.
Animals working together. It is a good film. Really good. I reckon it's a dumb idea, basically just because of the fact that we know what Jurassic Park was like.
Yes.
What happens if the woolly mammoths go rogue?
We saw a robot the other day. It broke a 7-year-old's finger playing chess. So the mammoth, I mean, that's up only there. Next in line to hurt.
Alrighty. So I thought, you know, that is pretty dumb.
It's dumb.
So I'm going to give you 4 dumb ideas that have existed. They've been created.
Okay.
Let's kick it off with this one.
Yep.
Ouija boards. All right. I don't know if they work.
Have you ever done one?
No, I refuse to chat to the dead and bring back an evil spirit.
I've just done one.
Yeah.
And it's
look at your life. It's gone horribly wrong.
But the thing is, you never know if someone else is moving or not moving the thing. Because they all say they're not doing it. But how do you know that they're not doing it? It is dumb because it stays with you. I did it years ago and
dumb.
I still haven't gotten
dumb,
over
dumb,
it.
Dumb, dumb, dumb. Get rid of it. No, thank you. Those family stickers that were on cars.
Oh!
I still see them and I still think, why?
It's so dumb that it also is very smart to the person who created them.
Oh, brilliant.
Because everyone had them, but also everyone hated them. No one cares if you've got yourself and 4 dogs. Don't put the dogs on there. Don't put anyone on there.
I just feel like you'll never get that window clean.
No.
You know? What happens if circumstances change? That was like, you know, all of a sudden it's not just dad, mum. It's dad, mum, and then 3 other kids, you know?
The old thruple.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
You know, this is a good one. That should top the list.
This is one for me. I just hate the internet. It's the worst thing that's ever existed.
Okay.
Too much communication with everyone. You're getting too much information from everywhere. Everyone's questioning everything. And the way people share things online, I don't like it.
I mean, it's fair enough. It's very you.
Yeah.
Very you, antisocial, classic, yeah.
Yeah, why do I need to be contacted? Smartphones, you could add that into the internet. That's about one. Last one.
Jeez, the Grinch is here today. Far out.
Well, that's not really Grinch-like.
Just nothing making him happy.
No, okay. Well, that's why I said these are the four dumbest things. Engagement rings.
Oh!
Diamond rings in particular.
Shut up! You were just putting it on the list.
No, hold on.
Because you don't want to do it.
That's classic heavy, speaking over me before I've made my point. It's a con. Why is a diamond, first of all right, which is it comes from unusual circumstances, doesn't it? Because people, how do they come here if they're not lab-grown? That's right. Slavery, first of all. And then all of a sudden we chuck it on a ring that you're supposed to give to someone that means a lot. Hey, people died trying to get this ring. Here you go.
It's a sign of love.
A sign of love. Death.
No.
Okay.
Cat is so unlucky to be with you.
It's a con. I won't stand for it. Debbie and Josh, drive you home. Okay,
driving you home from 3 p.m. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
It's a sad day, Josh. It is a sad day for the murder hornet.
The murder hornet?
Yep.
Jeez, those things are brutal.
They're dangerous.
Have you seen the footage of them?
I've seen little snippets.
Oh, and they're huge.
You wouldn't want one as a pet. No siree.
Or if you could train it, then yes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If it could be your friend.
If you can attack your enemy.
Then get one. But I say it's a sad day because, you know, they're tough in the insect world.
Mm.
They're pretty big business. And unfortunately, today, the murder hornet, no more. The name, Gonskis.
Why?
They've taken off the murder hornet and now they've adopted the name the northern giant hornet for the species.
As it, like, because murder's too out there?
That's part of it. So all, you know, the scientists and everything that look into these bugs, they think it's not fair on the bug. So both scientifically...
But it literally is a murderer.
That's what I mean.
It is evil. There's footage of it killing a mouse.
It just... They attack.
What would you call that other than murder? It's not manslaughter, I can tell you that much.
Friendly fire.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know. But yeah, the scientists have come out and said that the northern giant hornet is both scientifically accurate and easy to understand, and it avoids evoking fear or discrimination. But I think it needs the fear.
Oh, 100%.
They're scary little buggers. So I am calling for the name to be re-invoked and keep it as a murder hornet because they destroy the entire hives of thousands of bees by cutting the heads off bees and then they steal their honey and bee larvae.
If you know, you know.
Well, that's a little bit brutal,
isn't
I'll be
it?
Honest.
And you love bees.
I do love bees.
Yeah, well, they don't. They no. love their honey and that,
Jeez,
that's what they do to them.
It's just a way to steal honey. Couldn't you just take the honey?
Mm-hmm. You'd think so.
Through bullying?
Murder hornets, keeping the name. They can also kill 40 honey flies in less than a minute.
If you know, you know.
Jeez, you're busy working, aren't you?
Uh-huh. Some of them can destroy a colony of 30,000 honeybees just after a few hours.
That's nuts, isn't it?
It's just brutal. So the murder hornet injects a complex venom that is known to contain 8 different chemicals. So it produces a deadly anaphylactic reaction in some people who have allergies because of it.
Mm.
So not only that, it's killing humans.
If you know, you know.
Murdering humans.
Murdering. How many, you ask? Good question, Josh. Not so much here in Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
Friends over in Japan, about 50 people each year are killed by murder hornets.
Is that bigger than how many people would get killed by, like, a funnel web each year? Probably.
I'd say so.
That's pretty big.
And they're not even nice. They're wastage. This is the thing. You know, we're all trying to be eco-friendly. Like, if you're going to eat something, eat all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Murder hornets only eat the fluids from their victims because they can't digest solid proteins.
And that's even more evil.
Isn't it?
You know?
So, officially, they're still murder hornets. They're killing people. Stuff the giant hornet. It's a murderer.
Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
I need to speak about the Svalbard Seed Vault.
Ooh, okay.
This is,
you got me interested.
Svalbard. So this vault is 500 miles from the North Pole.
Righto.
And it is built to withstand all forms of natural catastrophe, such as earthquakes, wildfires, and war.
What, just a quick one. Why wouldn't they just bury it at the North Pole?
Well, I mean, Santa's there. He's busy in his workshop.
Yeah, I know. Well, they keep it in a safe space. Why do we have to, 500 miles which way?
Maybe there's, a bit of mystery to it.
Okay, that's okay.
Because what is in this vault is very valuable.
Okay.
So it holds more than 1.1 million different types of seeds.
Oh, okay.
So this is in the event of species becoming extinct or wiped out by natural or preventable disasters.
Yep.
So it is very valuable. I mean,
even more to the point of keep it somewhere we can find it.
That one person still left after everything's wiped out and they're trying to find it. I knew. Oh, we went the wrong way.
Did they say miles or kilometres?
Was it north? South? Ah!
Oh, if only there was a landmark. Like Santa's shop. I'm just saying.
I mean, you've got some really good points there. That is smart.
Yeah.
But it is kind of interesting when you think about the seeds they're putting in there, because they've gotten stuff from all different countries so that, we can try and rebuild this earth if anything was to happen. Mm-hmm. But the person who decides what seeds get to go in there, because there's more than 1.1 million in the whole world.
Well, they haven't done a good job, have they? Because they've just put them all in.
Yeah, but it's hard. The vault isn't that big, We can only put in so much. But that's a big job.
First 5,000, you're in.
It's a big job, though.
That is a massive job.
Like, a lot of pressure's riding on you.
Sure. Because you've got to think, what is the most usable?
Yep.
And there'd have to be different types of usability.
Because, versatile.
That's right.
I mean, can you eat it? Can you also put it towards material?
Right.
Would be quite interesting. But it did make me think, because, people often do this. If I was stuck on an island, an island and I could only take some things.
Mm-hmm.
For me, if we get this opportunity and someone goes, hey, Josh, Herbie, you are allowed to put 3 things in this vault.
Just to take for whoever's the sole survivor.
Sole survivor. I mean, you might sole survive, but there's 3 things in there.
Okay. So you're asking me what I'm putting in?
Yeah. You have an idea?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's probably better than yours. So should I go first?
Oh, well, I'll go. I'll kick it off.
No. I'm thinking I need AI. Or they need AI. You're going to be lonely.
I didn't think this through.
Think about how lonely you're going to be. Who are you going to talk to? You need something that can, is built. So there needs to be, some sort of computer that doesn't, run on batteries or whatever it is. I don't know. Runs on solar.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You've thought this through. Mm.
Personally, I think you need a ball of some sort.
Yes.
Like a tennis ball, anything. Just that you can throw up in the air.
Yep.
Juggle every now and then.
Yep.
And then the third thing, are we ruling out food or are you just...
No, you can put food in there.
Yeah, well, it has to be food. Well, some sort of seed that would be easy to grow. But could it just be a lot of pasta? That would be for me.
Yep. So more wheat, you think?
Because I guess you could survive a fish though, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Unless you...
Yours is very...
Practical.
Yep.
All right.
Mine, I was thinking also if you're in the vault, you can survive. So, So to kick it off, I thought for a bit of fun, if you're in there, a trampoline. Also, later it would be fun if I found it to go on the trampoline. Mm. Again, you went with pasta. I'm thinking more maybe I'd go corn because popcorn is delightful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how we're going to cook it yet because I'm not putting something in there to cook it, but I'm quite hot, so if I make it. My body temperature, Josh. My body temperature.
Anyway, next one.
And then the last one, I just, for my own entertainment and because also they grow up, why don't you put a baby?
Because the baby would grow up with the vault. And so you're hoping that baby holds on until the end of time.
Yeah. There was one that
you're
was better.
Genius.
There was one.
How are you working here? I've got no idea. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.